Not sure how we got the name Hammond Hammond. Maybe his mother was a Hammond, his father was a Hammond. They got together and they became Hammond Hammond. Not sure. The song Cross-Eyed Mary, simple riff, gets played all the time in concert. Guitarist Martin Barr remembers how Ian Anderson brought the band together to teach them that simple song.
Cross-Eyed Mary, we learnt in Ian's flat in London. I sort of remember us all meeting up there, Geoffrey Hammond, John Evan, me and Ian, and that's where we learnt Cross-Eyed Mary, which is basically a fairly simple riff, but an enduring one. It just fell into the sort of tempo that's always been good to play live on stage, so over the years it's probably one of the most frequently played tracks live.
Because it's so enduring. This came about again. It happened before. There was some buzz about Courtney Love's name being linked to Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Epstein's book came out in 2012, but since the docuseries Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, came out on Netflix, now it popped up again, like, ooh, Courtney Love, Jeffrey Epstein, woo! Well, Courtney Love Cobain had this to say on Twitter. Hey, about my name in Epstein's address book. It's creepy as F that I'm in that thing. I agree. I did not know him. Never met him. Didn't know who he was. Apparently, he collected celebrity phone numbers. The end. I hope he burns in Avicii hell. Yeah, somebody looked it up. Avicii hell is a Buddhist term for the lowest level of hell, with the most suffering, into which the dead who have committed grave misdeeds may be reborn. That's according to Wikipedia. Courtney Love would say that. She also told a story that she got from Britain's Prince Andrew. He's been accused of being an Epstein client and maybe even procuring some women. She claimed that he came to a home she was staying at in Wales looking for chicks. And when she answered the door, he still hadn't found any.